All right. As you can tell, our small crowd just got a little smaller with our children going out to do their teaching time this morning. Again, I want to thank you seriously for being here. Today, we're going to talk about prayer. I know a lot of times we go into a new year making new decisions, New Year's resolutions, and we make new commitments to get back to the gym, to lose 10 pounds, well, maybe five. We make all kinds of decisions, and, you know, instead of running away from that, let's just dive into that. And my hope and encouragement is over the next couple days, you'll really consider your spiritual life and the kind of decisions that would be good for you to make to help you grow closer in your walk with the Lord. And this morning, we're going to go over one of the spiritual disciplines that I know often we think everybody does, but a lot of times we don't, either because we feel awkward or uncomfortable doing it, or we don't understand it. And that is the spiritual discipline of prayer. And so today I've passed out what is called a model. It's called the ACTS model of prayer. And there are many different models out there. The Bible doesn't necessarily say when you pray, you have to pray exactly like this. Of course, Jesus said when you pray, and he went on to say the Lord's Prayer that many of us have heard. And what's taught through that is not necessarily the words. It wasn't like Jesus was saying when you pray, you need to say exactly these words and only these words at each time. But it was more of a mindset. And that mindset is captured in a few things that I'm going to share with you this morning that are written down on this paper for you to take home and kind of, you can put it in a Bible or put it wherever, you know, you might keep something like this to refer back to from time to time. But some of the important things is that prayer is simply just communication between us and God. How many of you would think that you would grow in your relationship if you never talk to the other person you're trying to grow in a relationship with? I mean, it's just insane to think that you'd get anywhere. I know that when I was growing up, I would write notes to girls that I liked. Now they just text or whatever. But, you know, if you didn't hear back, especially if you passed out that note that said, do you like me? Yes, no. Check one. And sometimes I put the third, maybe, just to give myself a little bit more chance. You know, if you didn't hear back, that usually wasn't good. And if you did hear back, like I did, you know, if some girl said, yes, I do like you, that just made me even more nervous and I wouldn't talk to her. And that was the end of it anyway. So talking and communicating is very important, not just with one another, but with God. And we need to, the Bible says that we need to present our requests to God, make them known to him. We need to talk to him, whether it's about good things or bad things. And today my hope is that you're a little bit encouraged about how prayer can be added to your life in a regular, often experience that happens between you and God. And prayer can be done in a number of ways. How many of you pray while driving? It's probably good not to close your eyes when you're praying while driving. But I know that for a little while, thankfully now my commute is about 300-400 yards, because I live right there, and I'm a full-time pastor, so I don't have to go too far. But there was a while where I had to sit on 95 for a couple hours. I worked at the Pentagon for a little while and would have to, you know, do that normal slugging or commuting. And a lot of times that was the best time for me in prayer. There are certain etiquette you're supposed to follow in slugging, and talking out loud is not usually one of the things that's enjoyed. And so I would often just talk quietly to God. But my encouragement to you would be that you would find a way to be able to have communication with God each and every day, and not just at one particular moment, but be in constant communication with God. Walk as you walk the halls where you work, as you're meeting with friends and coworkers, that you'd constantly be in communication with God, listening to him and talking with him as well. And it's a discipline. And so it can be hard to develop. Anything worth doing is worth working at, though. And I'm going to tell you this morning that prayer is worth doing. And so my encouragement to you is that you would make a New Year's resolution to get closer to God. And by doing that through both prayer, and next week we'll talk a little bit more about Bible study. And so we're going to do some creative things this morning. We're going to go through this, what's called the ACTS story of prayer. How many of you have children that just went back? Okay, a lot of you are going to get home in your car, get in your car on your way home, and you're going to say, hey guys, what'd you learn about today? And they're going to tell you about the five finger prayer model. So they're learning a little different one. So compare yours to theirs, see which one you like better, find one that you can do as a family, and jump in and start doing it together. Okay. So today I'm going to demonstrate, or have you kind of go through what's called the ACTS model. Can we have a little bit more house lights so that it's easier to read, for my sake anyway? Yeah, thank you. All right. So the ACTS model kind of goes like this. ACTS stands for adoration, which is a word for worship. Confession, which is us basically admitting our sins and our faults and our misgivings to Christ and asking for forgiveness. T is thanksgiving, showing our gratitude, our gratefulness for all that God has done for us. And S is supplication. And that is us bringing specific requests to God, praying for one another, praying for needs in our own life, and making our requests known to Him. A lot of times growing up, when I would pray as a young child, it was often, you know, God, help me to get that bike for Christmas, you know. Help that girl to check the yes box, right? And it was about things I wanted or needed. And I found that using a model will help us sometimes focus on the other areas that we aren't necessarily used to focusing on. And so today we're going to go through an exercise, and I'm going to just quickly tell you how we're going to do it, and then we're going to dive in. We're going to do each of these four things together as a corporate group. The first one, adoration, we're going to just out loud start talking to God. It sounds weird. Don't worry, it'll go right once we get going. We're going to do that as a community. You can notice our stage is not open today. Our band kind of had a week off, and so today we're going to offer up our praise and worship through prayers as a corporate body, just lifting up our praises to God. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to take a time of confession. And as individuals, kind of just where you're at, I'm going to ask that you would just ask God to reveal to you areas that you need to confess to Him. Maybe things that you know of. Maybe something that happened over the holidays that has been just weighing you down. Maybe something from years ago. Just asking God, show me in my life an area that I need to get right with You. And you'll do that as individuals. And then, Thanksgiving, we're going to take some time to do small group prayer. And I'm going to have you turn to either your family members or your friends right around you, or maybe some even people you don't know yet, groups of two, three, or four. And we're going to make small groups, and we're going to basically just pray together. That's the S. We're going to pray for one another's needs. What we're going to do with the T is we're going to come back together, and we're going to thank God. And we're going to lift up prayers of thanksgiving to God as a group. Okay? So how many of you have never prayed out loud around amongst other people? And you can admit it. All right. Okay. So you're not going to be forced to do anything here. But if you feel led to try it, go for it. It's not hard. God is there. You don't have to know some special prayer language to talk to God. You don't have to speak Latin to talk to God or speak in the King James Version of the Bible. God understands each and every language, and He even understands just the thoughts and motives of our heart. And so you can pray out loud or just quietly in your mind, and God will hear you. And so my hope is today that as we go through this model, this will begin something new in your life that you can take from here into your own private time and begin a prayer walk with God. All right, so how we're going to start is during some of our prayer time, I'm going to ask Austin just to pray some quiet praise music in the background. Some of the words of the songs will get us thinking about certain things as we pray. And I don't know if you have ever tried praying to music or praying with music in the background, but I often will just have praise music playing, and it just puts me into thoughts of prayer often. So we're going to try that together. And so we're just going to start. So Austin, when you're ready to start that first song, I'm going to start us. And our first time this morning is going to be a time of just worshiping God, thoughts of adoration. And prayer can be just thoughts coming off your mind, or they can be spoken word of scriptures you're reading from the Bible. Praises read from the Psalms are appropriate. Actually, praises read from anywhere in the Bible are appropriate. And so, but again, you don't have to feel like, what if I say the wrong thing? God knows your heart. And you could just literally say, God, I just think you're awesome. And God gets it. So let's try that together. Pray silently or loud as you feel led. The music will start. I'm going to start us out. And just for the next 3 or 4 minutes, we're just going to lift up our voices to God and just listen as other people around the room say, God, I praise you because of, and you fill in the blank. And let's just be in God's presence. God, right now, we just ask, we know that you're here. And we know that you've created all things around us. And there is so much in this life that we can be and should be praising you about. And so, God, right now, we lift up our voices to you. We lift up our hearts to you, our minds and our thoughts to you, just to say, God, you are great. You are amazing. You are wonderful. We worship you because of the things you've done in our life and because of simply who you are. So, God, as a body, as we lift up our voices to you, we pray that you hear these words of praise and you take them. Lift up your voices as you feel led. God, you are mighty. You are above all. And Lord, there is none higher and none greater. Lord Jesus, as we draw close to you, it is nearly impossible to realize how wonderful you are and not come to see how flawed sometimes, God, how imperfect we are. And God, I pray that as we go into this next moment with you, that God, the Almighty Supreme Being, would lovingly, God, show us in our lives areas where we fall short, God, where we have something in our life keeping us from experiencing the fullness of your love. God, and we would take these moments to say to you that we're sorry, to confess to you areas where we know we are simply messing up. So, God, I pray that you hear our hearts now as we pray quietly to you. God, that you'd help us to realize that you've come to bring forgiveness to all who will confess. In your word, you say, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. And so, God, we at this time come to you asking you to cleanse our hearts, to purify us, and help us to turn to you in areas where we have turned away. Hear our hearts now, Lord, as we lift up words of confession to you. I encourage you as a body to pray to God at this time asking for forgiveness. And if you feel like you need someone to pray with and you want to come pray with me, you're welcome to. If you want to pray with a friend or a loved one close by, you're welcome to. Let this be a private time between you and God. Let's confess to him. The scriptures tell us that Jesus intercedes for us, that we don't need to go to anyone else. We can simply approach the throne with boldness. So I encourage you, if you are struggling with a sin or a confession in your life that you don't know how to bring to God, God says, bring it all to me. We can go right to the throne, right from us. We don't need an intercessor. We don't need someone to pray for us. You can come right to God right now and say, God, I give this to you. Please forgive me. Help me to turn from this. Help me to give up this addiction, this bad habit, this behavior. Take it, and he will. Lift up your confessions to the Lord. God, as we come from this moment and prepare to go into the next, God, we pray that you would help us to realize that as we confess our sins to you, you are faithful and you do forgive. So Lord, help us to be able to, as we confess, to be able to also let go and not be held down by guilt and by bondage and by the burdens that sin can bring, but to be able to walk knowing that as we lift these up to you, you forgive. Your scriptures say that you separate our sin from us as far as the east is from the west, and your blood that was shed for us washes us white as snow as we accept your forgiveness. God, yes, there are times that we will stumble, we will fall back into sinful habits. And Lord, we just pray that you continually remind us to come back to you, to confess to you again each time we fall down, knowing that you are a God that forgives, not just seven times, but countless numbers of times, God. And so, Lord, we now ask you help us to bring our focus to things in our life that you've blessed us with that we want to offer back as words of thanks to you. So, God, as a community, hear our words of thanks and take these things, God, from us. We know all good and perfect things come from you. So now as a community, I want to just encourage you out loud as we continue. God is listening, that you would just speak out things to the Lord that you are thankful for, things that God has blessed you with, blessed your family with, blessed you with over these holidays, released you from a time of suffering or burden. Let's just lift up our voices in words of testimony and praise. God, I thank you because of. Let's go. Let them unfold. Who's first? As we continue to lift up our words of thankfulness to the Lord, I want to ask that you form small groups. If you want to continue to say words of thankfulness to God, please don't stop. But I also want to give you a chance to pray for one another. So as you form small groups, 2, 3, 4, 5, take this time to maybe share a prayer need that you would like those who you're about to pray with to pray for. I ask that as you do pray in small groups that you would again just pray for our family with Marley passing to be at a better place. But go ahead and take this time to pray for one another and in your groups. And I know it can be awkward if you don't know people, but just break through that and go ahead and form small groups. You can move the chairs if you want. And let me share this with you as before you move. What I'd like to invite you to do as you conclude your time of praying for one another, that you'd also go from that just on your own into that moment of just thanking God for this morning together and taking a time as we've prayed to remember why we're able to do this. And this is because Christ came and died for us. As we conclude our service, we have communion on both sides here. And as you finish praying in your small groups, as you feel led, come to the communion table. And as you take a piece of bread, let's remember that Christ's body was broken for us and his blood was shed for us to forgive us of our sins and to give us a whole life here and now so that we can be his witnesses in this world. So as you conclude your time of prayer, as family or as individuals, make your way up to the front and partake in communion. And again, I'll be up here during this time if you have a prayer need that you'd like for me to pray with you about. Or you can just share it in your small groups at this time. So take these next moments to pray together as groups, partake in communion together, and in a few moments we'll close worship, our prayer service together this morning. Thank you. Go ahead and pray as small groups. I want to encourage you to continue to pray and come forward for communion as you feel led. I am going to kind of conclude our service. I'll admit, today was different, and for some of you, maybe a little weird, a little strange, especially if you're visiting. What kind of church did we just walk into? So I just am grateful, though, that you chose to take these steps this morning. I pray that you take this piece of paper and you read through. There are a number of verses that I've put on there for you to look up, just scripture, to really support and to bring some substance to our prayer lives, and that you really just look to develop prayer into a normal part of your life as a believer. We all need to talk with God, and he's there to listen at all times. In the book of James, chapter 5, verses 13 and following, these are words of encouragement for all of us. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call amongst the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. So my encouragement to you is that at the end of our services, we often do communion together. We often have prayer teams available. This is a place for us to come and to share our burdens with one another. God has not put us in this earth to walk alone. And so use these times to reach out to others that will care for you, that will pray for you, that will lift you up. And my email is always open. If you have my my phone number, it's on a lot of the literature. My phone, I may not answer it right away, but I'll call you back. I'm available to pray with you whenever. Let's lift up each other and take seriously what prayer is to be for one another. And just develop your own prayer life on your own. It'll make 2012 go way better than you could ever expect. So I'm going to go ahead and close our service for today. Thank you for being here. And next week, I encourage you to come back. We'll be back to normal. Our praise and worship team will be back leading us in some musical worship. It'll be a great time. If you missed our Christmas Eve service, the entire service is online in an audio way, so you can hear the Christmas songs we sang together, hear the testimonies that were so eloquently shared in dramatic form. And it was a great service. So if you missed it, you can hear it online now. Thanks, Austin, for doing that. Let me pray for us. Again, communion is open. Come as you feel led. Even after we close service, you can still take communion if you haven't had a chance to do it. God, thank you so much for this new year. We pray, God, that as we step into this new year, you'd help us to step into a new way of life. Into realizing that you have new mercies, new love, new forgiveness for us each and every day. And that, God, I also ask that you help us to step into new relationships. Help us to grow deeper in our relationships with one another and more importantly, in our relationship with you. God, thank you for all the prayers that have been lifted up today. We give 2012 to you, and we pray, God, that it would honor you and glorify you in all that we think, all that we say, and all that we do. In your name we pray. Amen. Be blessed. Have a great 2012. See you soon.